From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. At least three people are dead and more than a dozen others are injured in a community south of San Francisco, which was shaken by a huge explosion, apparently fueled by a ruptured natural gas pipeline. The blast sent flames jetting high into the air. The explosion and fire have destroyed more than 60 homes and damaged dozens of others. George Agnostou says the blast created a thunderous roar that echoed through the area.
I heard this big old explosion. The window started rattling. Next thing I saw was a bunch of flames right here, right over here. Just way up there. And continuously rumbling noise.
Fire crews are still working to put out the fire that was triggered by the blast. Dennis Haig is fire chief of San Bruno, California.
Our problem was, obviously, it was a high-pressure gas line. We could not get close to the line until they could shut down that high-power line.
Pacific Gas and Electric, the utility serving the area, says there was a ruptured gas line, but adds that the cause of the explosion is still being investigated. Gusty winds are whipping the flames of a stubborn wildfire burning in the foothills near Boulder, Colorado. Thousands of residents of that city are being told to be ready to evacuate if the flames get too close for comfort. Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC says more than 3,000 people are already under evacuation orders.
Some still don't know what's left of their property. Others have chosen to ignore evacuation orders and stay up there, says the fire's incident commander Jim Thomas.
In working very closely with the sheriff's department, they're saying there is some folks still up there that are refusing to leave and are up there going to hunker down through the fire.
Fire officials say almost 170 homes have been destroyed, and that number could still rise. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Boulder, Colorado.
The pastor of a small church in Florida is reconsidering plans to burn copies of the Quran this weekend after getting a phone call from Defense Secretary Robert Gates. NPR's Greg Allen reports the Reverend Terry Jones first canceled plans for Quran burning, but then reconsidered.
He believed there was a deal. He'd call off the Quran burning, and a New York imam would cancel plans for an Islamic center near Ground Zero.
The imam has agreed to move the mosque. We have agreed to cancel our event on Saturday.
It soon became clear, though, there was actually no deal at all. Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf said he would not barter with Jones. Jones says instead of canceling, now he's just suspending plans for the Quran burning until he confirms his meeting with Imam Rauf. Greg Allen, NPR News, Gainesville, Florida.
A federal judge in California has ruled that the Pentagon's don't ask, don't tell policy toward gays in the military is unconstitutional, the judge saying the policy has a deleterious effect on the armed services. The House has voted to repeal that policy. The Senate is expected to take up the issue later this year. This is NPR News from Washington. A woman suspended from her job at a Kraft Foods plant in Philadelphia was escorted out of that facility last night, but police say she returned a few minutes later with a gun and opened fire, killing two people and critically wounding another. Richard Flanagan told WPVI-TV his aunt works at the plant.
She walked by her two times and she said that she was fine. And next thing you know, there was gunshots going off.
The woman who fired the shots is in police custody. President Obama holds a news conference at the White House later this morning, and many of the questions he will get are expected to focus on the administration's efforts to bolster the U.S. economy and create jobs. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports the president is also expected to name a new chairman of his Council of Economic Advisers.
Administration officials say President Obama has chosen his longtime friend Austin Goolsbee to head the Council of Economic Advisers, someone who's already been advising the president on the economy for years. The 41-year-old University of Chicago professor served as Mr. Obama's top economic advisor during the 2008 presidential campaign. He's known as an expert on tax policy. The Senate has already confirmed Goolsbee to the council, so there's no need for confirmation hearings. His predecessor, Christina Romer, returned last week to a teaching position at the University of California, Berkeley. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton says Democratic candidates can win in November, but only if they rise above a national mood of anger and apathy. Mr. Clinton speaking in Atlanta at a fundraiser for a Democratic senatorial candidate in Georgia. The former president said a lot of people are really angry and have reason to be, but he added, when someone makes an important decision when they're angry, there's an 80% chance they'll make a mistake. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for